Look at what we have here.
A small little human wandering in our part of the forest. It's almost like you want to get taken. I thought that once that human in your village was taken, you'd all grow wise enough to stay out of the forest. And then we would have to take more drastic measures to get what we want. You just proved me wrong, human. Oh, what's wrong? Scared? Relax. My venom won't kill you. It's just a little something to paralyze you and also get those male parts of yours working harder. Oh, please, I'm not some monster girl who's going to beat around the bush. Because I think you know exactly what I want. So I'm not going to give you any false hope here. That hunter of yours, the queen took a real liking to him. So, with my queen having a mate of her own, I can look for a mate without having to offer you up. I'll let you in on a little secret. Your village, there won't be a single unclaimed man in it when we're done. We're starting out slow, but we're going to pick up the pace. Soon, when people realize that it's Hornet Girls and they try to flee, we'll take anyone running.
Aw, humans like you are lucky. You don't have to wait to get it. Speaking of waiting, I can't wait to get a taste of you. So,
I won't.
Oh, look at you. You look like a really good catch. Let me just... Nice taste as well. I can smell the amount of spirit energy running through you. Not only are you adorable, you're also a virgin. A virgin. Coming from a village that small. Next to a forest. You had so many opportunities, but you still saved yourself for me. Oh, what's wrong? Feeling feverish? Scared? I'm not gonna hurt you. No. Honestly, you humans seem to love it. Why would we break your body if I can just break your mind? Let my venom fester a little bit, because you are at my mercy. I can do whatever I want to you right now. I could leave you here for the next monster to find you, and they will find you. The question is, how long will it take? How much longer will you have to have my venom in your body? How sensitive will you be? Do you think the first monster to find you will simply touch your arm? And that would be enough for you to cream your pants. Or you could be a good boy and just submit to me. I'll take you back to the hive and break you. You'll spend the rest of your days being used by Hornet Girls. Your mind will be melted by so much pleasure that you'll beg me to sting you. You'll yearn for the feeling of my venom forcing you into a sexual frenzy, but being too weak to do anything about it. What's wrong with that option? I'll take care of you. You're mine after all. I'll be sure to feed you. Make sure you're healthy. And all the other things a monster girl should do with her mate. Honestly, it's a pretty good deal. Not that you have much of a say in the matter. I don't even think you can speak anymore. Are you trying to scream, but you're just too paralyzed to make any noise? No one can hear you. No. And no one will be able to hear you. Not that they could do anything if they could. Your fate was sealed the second I plunged my stinger into you. That makes you mine. I really like you. I'm taking you back to the hive with me. Here we are. I see the venom has started to really have an effect on you. Now I can really get a good look at you. Oh, your cock is so hard. Is that pre-cum dripping from the tip? And your balls look nice and swollen. My venom's making your body shake with chills. A bit too horny, are we? Not sure whether you should be scared or aroused. That's the best part about you humans. Some of you act so righteous. Others are nervous. Some are just aggressive. But you give them just a little bit of venom to show them what true sexual overdrive is like. And they fold. Every single time. I don't even think you've realized that the effects of the aphrodisiac venom have overpowered the paralysis part enough for you to make some noise. In your state, did you not notice those adorable little moans and whimpers you were making for me? No point in getting shy now. I already heard them. The question is, are you going to keep making those noises for me? Or am I going to have to force them out of you? Ah, that fear. I like it. Here, let me try something else. The tension in your balls and prostate. It's from the massive increase in semen production. Semen is a medium for traces of spirit energy to be siphoned out of humans. The more semen, the more spirit energy. My venom is responsible for the increase in production. My venom, well, similar to manticore venom, will continue to fester until removed. That means not only will it not stop, but it will get stronger. In order to keep humans from getting hurt by monsters, the Demon Queen, you know, made some adjustments to abilities like this. I'll give you a hint to what changes she made. It doesn't have anything to do with decreasing or stopping production at a certain point. To an extent, the Queen, well, both my Queen and the Demon Queen, understand the importance of a bit of pain and pleasure. After all, going from a normal state to a pleasured state is one thing, but going from an uncomfortable state to a pleasured state is more intense. You'll continue to feel the pressure build, and while it won't become painful, you will certainly notice. So when I say that all I have to do is force you to moan and whimper, is to not touch you, I mean it. I will break you. And we can do this the easy way or the hard way. And since you don't strike me as a boy who's into being hurt, I suggest you choose the easy way. I'm not cruel. I just demand a certain amount of obedience. I can be as soft as any other monster girl, if you let me. Just don't fight it. Don't resist me. And most of all, do not fight me. You will lose, and you will be sorry. So, give me a whimper if you understand my point. Good boy. All right, I'll give you a little reward. That's it. What's wrong? I thought pets liked being pet. Can I not give you a reward for being such a good boy by petting you down here? Ah, so sensitive. I can see you trying to squirm. Do you want me to hold you? Do you want me to be in my strong arms? All right, pet, I'll hold you. You like that? It feels good to listen to me, doesn't it? A good monster girl can overwhelm her prey with any part of her body by using it on any part of her prey. It's just a matter of finding their weakness. And if you can't, you just make one. I don't know if you were sensitive before I stung you, but you sure as hell are now. You seem to really enjoy me playing with your neck. Are you letting me hear such lewd noise to flatter me? Or can you really not control it anymore? Out of breath already? Oh, your face is so red as well. I can't believe how turned on you are getting by my bullying. Such a lewd thing you are, being flustered by being taken advantage of. What would your friends or family say to such things? Oh, what was that noise? You sounded like a mouse being squeezed when my hand sped up. You know, when people hear the word break in this context, they're often scared, but doesn't it feel nice to only be expected to act like an adorable, blushing mess of a pet? What's wrong? Having trouble holding back? Are you going to come? Are you going to spurt all over my hand? I'm not stopping until you come, so just let it all out. Come on, human. Come before I force you to come. come on. That's it. Good pet. You came a lot, but I'm far from done. I think I'm going to have a little taste of you. Delicious. Good texture and taste, and thanks to my venom, you're letting out a lot more than a normal human. Alright, enough playing around. I need you inside of me. Oh, You're so fucking small and adorable under me. Are you trembling? Does seeing me on top of you intimidate you? Does it show you just how small you really are compared to me?
Get used to this.
Now then, I'm going to be the one fucking you.
Obviously.
How do you like this position? This way, I can thrust into you using your own cock.
It must be pretty embarrassing being able to be used like this.
I can just use your legs to pull you into me. I'm not even giving you the option of moving. It's all me. Pet, you're nothing but my little fuck toy right now. Now then, let's get started. That's right. Oh, fucking take it. Completely fucking dominated in the Amazon position. Your cock is mine, right? Your body is mine. It's all fucking mine. And I'm going to break you with my cunt. As a human, this is where you belong. Underneath us, we're stronger than you. You exist to be fucked into the ground by us hornets. your moaning is so fucking hot. Every time I force you into me, you can't help but vocalize it. are you going to come already? it doesn't matter. I'm not going to stop. Don't you want to get rid of my venom? It has to go somewhere. So, you're just going to have to be a good boy and fucking take it. I'm sure you can. Oh, yeah. I'm sure you can last. That's right. Whimper. Oh, you're such a good fucking pet. Do you love how tightly I'm gripping you? My fingers are going to leave marks on your thighs. And my cunt is just wringing your cock out for everything it's worth. how does it feel to be fucking drained into me, completely powerless and at my mercy? Your only purpose is to be milked into my cunt. fuck. I'm going to feast on your spirit energy for the rest of our lives. I might even pass you around to the other hornet girls. Oh, fuck, that's hot. Oh, imagine that. Being used by multiple girls like me. Fucking you. Using you. Milking you. Leaving you covered in our juices and your cum. Oh, I bet you like that, pet, because I do. Oh, yes, I fucking do. I can tell by the look on your face that you're starting to understand your place. Oh, that entranced expression. Your tongue lolling out of your mouth. Oh, those noises that you're making. The occasional twitch as I increase the speed of which I'm fucking you. Oh, your eyes are starting to roll back. You must really be feeling it. That's right. Accept your place. You're nothing but a pet for me to use. So be a good boy and keep filling me up. that's fucking right. Keep filling me up. Fuck. I'm getting close. I'm getting close. I'm gonna come in your cock. You hear that? My cunt is going to wring you dry. So don't even think about coming. Fuck. Oh, I feel you coming in me, baby. Come in me more. Come in me more. Do it. Come. Fill me with that hot spunk. Come on. More semen. More cum. Fuck. That's it.
swallowing me up. Oh, good boy. Good boy. You did good. But I need to make sure the venom's gone, so I'll put you back down for now. Just relax for me, pet. I'll get the rest of the venom out of you. That's it. Just lie back and let my tongue do all the work. Oh, your moans are so weak now. Good boy. Just let me have my way with you. You taste so fucking good. Your pre-cum is so warm and tingly against my tongue. Does that feel nice? You like having your hips and thighs rubbed, don't you? Yes, you do. Keep giving me those little noises. Just give it to me. And some music to my ears. Good boy. I'm gonna take you in deeper now, okay? You trembled so much when I took your cock in all the way. I'm just gonna massage your balls a little bit. Let's see if we can get the last bit of venom out. That's it, pet. You're doing so good. All right. I'm going to finish you off now. There we go, pet. Now all the venom is gone. Though, you're probably too weak to move now. Can you speak at all? Oh, I know I get a little intense with my talk when I'm mid-sex, but to be honest, I don't really remember what I said. I hope it wasn't anything too hurtful. I just got really, really excited that I was having sex with a human male. Hey, I know that I'm scary and tough and mean, but when you recover a little bit, you can tell me if I was a little harsh. You might be my pet, but you're also my mate. My one and only, so I need to take care of you. Oh, you look cold. Here. Oh, you were really quick to nuzzle against me. Don't worry. I've got you. Mwah. Good boy. Hey, human. You were the best prey a hornet like me could ask for. I can't wait to spend the rest of my life enjoying you.